Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. The ball is back in the state government's court in terms of getting money to finish the Princes Highway upgrade from Berry to Bomaderry. Shoalhaven Mayor Amanda Findlay wants Canberra to fund that section of the highway along with a third bridge in Nowra. However, Gilmore MP Anson Marlett says the Princes Highway upgrade money won't happen until the New South Wales government lists the highway as a priority in its submissions through the appropriate federal channels.
But in terms of the new mayor saying that we need to approach, by all means approach, but the process is actually to get that project listed by the New South Wales state government on its priority list, and then that goes towards Infrastructure Australia to review.
Barrel Fire and Rescue Station is reminding people to check the gas cylinders connected to their barbecues after a spate of LPG explosions in New South Wales over the past few days. That includes making sure there are no leaks and that they're in good working order. Station Commander John Arnott says the warning also comes after a person at Mittagong was badly burnt over the weekend.
From what I believe from our colleagues at Mittagong, it was a small, either a butane or propane gas cylinder that ignited after there was a leak. Therefore, with the ignition, that cylinder exploded, therefore causing the occupant to incur burns and suffer some other injuries associated with that.
Premier Baird has indicated he will meet with Shell Harbour City Council to discuss the proposed merger with Wollongong City Council. The Premier has agreed to a discussion with Council after Shell Harbour Mayor Marianne Saliba asked for the merger decision to be reversed. Ms Saliba says the decision to merge came out of the blue and should be made by the community.
The first time we knew about it was the 18th of December last year, which came as an absolute total surprise to us. In saying that, no council should be merged without the people of that community making that decision.
An old racing yacht has been found in bushland on the south coast. The yacht, named the Yendivik, is believed to have competed in the 1959 Sydney to Hobart race. It's thought the yacht was blown off its mooring during a storm several years ago in Quarantine Bay and was dragged ashore, where it has never been seen since. Burrowang Public School has once again achieved outstanding success in NAPLAN. The school came fourth overall in the provincial category for country schools, coming first in writing, sixth in spelling and eighth in numeracy. Principal Michelle Laval says they do the best with what they've been given.
We're a small country school, public school. We don't get the big funds that some of the big private schools get, but we're really well resourced. Technology for every student, you know, all those things contribute. Our students get lots of opportunities in small schools, and I think that's what makes it a great place to be.
And a woman who rushed her sick pet into a vet at Tarmor has had her wallet stolen. The incident took place around on Friday morning along York Street after the woman forgot to lock the door of her car. She saw a man aged in his 30s running away, who's described as being of slim build, wearing a black jumper and track pants. To sport, and having knocked off the Highlands, South Coast is now focusing on this weekend's semi-finals of the Burns Cup cricket competition. The Coast will face defending champ South East in Saturday's semi in Coomer. And Mittagong Rugby League player Sebastian Sell has made a winning international debut. The second rower has played for Greece in a match against Turkey. Sell and his new teammates blanked the Turks 86-0. That's the latest news and sport.